On this holiday weekend, you're hearing some of our favorite interviews from previous shows. Driving on Route 495 near the Lincoln Tunnel in New Jersey, one can't help but be taken aback by an unusual billboard. It features a manger, three wise men on camels, the star shining bright over it, and over all of that, the caption, "You know it's a myth." With us is American Atheist Communications Director Blair Scott. He's going to help us understand this whole campaign better. Blair, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with that question about objective. What is the objective of this campaign?
The objective of the campaign is not to go after Christians, what we call the 40 percenters, the people that believe in a literal creation, a literal Noachian flood, take the Bible literally. Mm-hmm. Those guys aren't our target audience. Our target audience is what Barna Research, which is a Christian-based research group based out of San Diego, calls the 7 percenters. Mm-hmm. And we think that number is much higher. But the 7 percenters are people that go to church but are atheists. And they go because they're just living the facade. They're keeping up the show for their family and friends, or they're going for the social aspect. Mm-hmm. They, as the billboard says, know it's a myth. Mm-hmm. But they continue to go to church. They continue to tithe 10% of their money to organizations that often work against their best interest. Mm-hmm. And we understand, as a side effect of that, we're going to offend some Christians, some mm-hmm. regular, everyday Christians. We understand that, and that's the risk we were willing to take. Because, like you alluded to, it is kind of tongue-in-cheek. You know, there was an old saying in the West, the Old West, that if you're going to be hung for being a horse thief, you might as well steal a horse. All right? I mean, for years, we've been accused of waging a war on Christmas when we never even lifted a finger, much less fired any kind of weapon, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we decided this year, you know what? Let's let them see what a war on Christmas actually looks like.
Yeah. Well, Blair, is this just one billboard, or are there billboards in other places as well? How does that work?
This is the first billboard that we've put up. We are considering others. We haven't made that decision yet. I mean, other atheist billboards and other free thought and skeptic billboards have gone up throughout the United States. And that was another thing that led us to this is, I mean, across the United States, you have hundreds of thousands of Christian billboards advertising for churches. You drive up the I-55 and, in Missouri heading towards St. Louis, and there's billboard after billboard after billboard showing bloody fetuses.
Uh-huh.
You know, and nobody says anything about those.
Mm-hmm.
But we put up one billboard, and pardon the expression, all hell breaks loose, right?
Uh-huh.
But we realized earlier that these other billboards that have been put up by other organizations, they were very benign. They were just advertisements to our fellow atheists. You know, if you don't believe in God, you're not alone. There's an organization out there for you. Or just go mm-hmm. to this webpage. Well, those were vandalized. People promoted boycotts against the advertising companies that put those billboards up. And so we realized it didn't matter what our message was. No matter what we say, people are going to be offended by just our very presence mm-hmm. oftentimes.
Yeah.
You know, we're still advertising to our fellow atheists, but it's got a little more meat to it.
How do you want them to react? They see that, and is it that you're wanting them to say, you know, they're right, I don't believe all that, and maybe it's just time for me to be honest about it?
Yeah, that's essentially what we want. I mean, look, we can't force people out of the closet, and we have no intention of doing that. We just want people to think about it a little harder. We outnumber the Jewish population in the United States. We outnumber the Methodists, the Muslims combined. But the problem is we have no political power. We have no say in the course of America because so many of us are in a closet. And the fact that we're in the closet speaks volumes not about atheism, but about religion and the fear that those people have about the religious repercussions they'll face when they come out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
If every atheist in the United States were to come out of the closet tomorrow, the political landscape would change overnight.
And what would it be, Blair? I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying that, well, may be true. But what would that new landscape look like?
I think you would see the stopping of, like, inserting creationism in public schools. You would have more people fighting that. You would see a better separation of church and state. you know, which protects everybody. I mean, separation right. church-state doesn't just protect me. It protects the Baptist, the Methodist, the Mormon, the Hindu, the Buddhist. It protects all of us because it keeps the government out of our religions.
Right.
Look at how much politicians pander to religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pandering to a small evangelical minority. I mean, here in Alabama, where I live, every candidate, Democrat, Libertarian, Republican, it didn't matter. All their commercials were mostly about faith and religion because they knew that's what they had to do to win.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to do that to win. There's 20% of us out there that don't believe in that.
Yeah.
And we outnumber the 10% of the vocal evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how come nobody's pandering to us? Because we're not out of the closet. That's why they're not pandering to us.
Yeah. And you know what's ironic about what you're saying? Is that if you were doing this interview with me, and I am a Christian minister, I would be giving, in the last part of the conversation, most of the same answers you're giving. Because
right.
as you well know, many Americans don't know that the great supporters that pushed through religious freedom in our country came from a very odd coalition of atheists and agnostics and Baptists and Jews and
right.
Unitarians.
Correct.
Well, what kind of response are you getting?
Clearly, we're getting a lot of hate mail from some of the Christians out there. That was expected. We knew that was going to happen. Some of it's funny. Some of it's serious. Some of it we've had to look at and seriously consider whether we want to forward it to the proper authorities because of death threats. But from the atheist community, overwhelming support, obviously. And we, you know, we have a few atheist detractors. We can't be the atheist organization for everybody.
Blair Scott left American Atheists leadership in 2012.